Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
On your screen, there should be some information about the ministry. It's your faithful financial support that allows iChurch to go forward in those channels. And so we ask that if you believe that this ministry has been a blessing to you, that you plant those seeds into it, that we will remain in an opportunity and in a place that we can share it all over the world. Last but not least, you know this is the Church for Truth Seekers, Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, 3CLA. I am Pastor Tom Washington. I love truth seekers. So if you are a truth seeker as well, you can first start by getting to know him by his true Hebrew name, which is Yeshua. All right. So if you can turn in your word to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, we have been talking about hunger for holiness. We have found that hunger means to crave, to seek after with eager desire. We know that holiness, the Hebrew word for that is kadosh, and that means a set-apart lifestyle. And if we can put those two things on the board, because I think it's important that we put them together, hunger and holiness, we should have a desire, an eager desire, to live a set-apart lifestyle. That should be, we should be desirous of that. Reason why is because Yahweh is holy, and he's called his people to be holy. Any of his people in the house?
Amen.
I said, is any of his people in the house?
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
So if he says that you're his people, he says that he's holy, and he's called you to be holy as he is holy. And so that means that his people are called to be holy. That means his people are called to be set apart. And because Yahweh's been so good to you, you should be eagerly desiring to have the same presence and the same anointing that he has. You want to be operating in that same power. And as I was saying earlier today, us as believers or followers of Yeshua, we settle for half an inheritance sometimes. Sometimes even less than that. A quarter of inheritance, because there's so much that he wants to do for us. There's so much that he wants to give us, but we have to enter in to the lifestyle that he's called us to. Tell the person next to you, you've been called to this lifestyle. You've been called. You've been set apart for a special use. So listen, when we were in the world, we lived according to the world. That means when we were in the world, we lived according to the flesh. And we were led by our flesh.
Amen.
There was almost a rope in your nose, a hook. And wherever the flesh wanted to go, he pulled you away. But when you came to Yeshua, he freed you from the hook.
Amen.
He gave you a brand new life. He transformed you. So you were never, you weren't designed after the transformation to live according to your flesh, but rather you're being led by the Spirit. And so Holiness is a set-apart lifestyle, and we're supposed to reflect all of that sanctification. When people look at your life, they're supposed to see Yahweh in it. That's what draws them to Yahweh, by seeing people in the kingdom. They see your set-apart lifestyle. They see your sanctification. They see your justification. They see your redemption. Hallelujah. By the life that you lead, and supposed to be by the life that we lead. Amen. And so, are we perfect? No. But the Bible says we press towards the mark. You can't give up and say, well, I'm just human, I'm just flesh, so that's it is what it is. No. That's the target. The holiness is the target that we shoot for. And if we press towards that, we're going to make it. And I say, no press, no progress. Amen. No press, no progress. Say it. No press, no progress. And so I don't know about you, but I want to press towards the mark of the high calling. Amen. Because that's what he's called us to. And so if you look in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, 22nd verse, and this kind of speaks to our situation as followers of Yeshua, as believers. And it says, and I need you to read the word and let it come out of your mouth as well. See, it's cool that it comes out of my mouth, but you need to start confessing the world in a more positive way, in a more interactive way. That means that when it comes out of your mouth, you're speaking it. And then when you speak it, you hear it, and something happens. And we find out in our Bible study that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of Yahweh. So the more you hear this, the more faith that you can develop to actually stand up to live a holy life. And who wants to do that? Amen. I want to be set apart. All right. So when we look at the fourth chapter of the 22nd verse in Ephesians, it says, that ye what? Put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Okay, the former conversation, when we look in the Hebrew, it means the former lifestyle. So whatever you were doing before you came to Yeshua no longer stands. The stuff that you were involving yourself in, the sin, should no longer be in your life. Because that was the former. Former means that was something that you did before. So you were an ex-drug user. You were an ex-fornicator. You were an ex-prostitute. You were an ex-alcoholic. Why? Because it's behind me. It's under the blood. Hallelujah. I've been delivered. I'm walking in a brand new life. I got changed.
All right. Hallelujah.
So I can truly say that that is the old man. Somebody say the old woman. So ladies, that was the old lady. You got a new woman. And you're supposed to be walking in the new womanness. Do I got any ladies in the house that are new women? New women that are walking in the newness. Right? All right. And so it says, put off the former. Ye put off. That means you got to what? Let it go. Let it go. Right? And it says, it gives the example of what that is, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. So there was some mess involved in that. You're free from that. So the 23rd verse, but says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's a brand newness. He's transformed you. Your recreated spirit. That's what we're supposed to be walking into, right? We're supposed to be living after our brand new recreated spirit. And it says, the 24th verse, and you put on what? The new man. The key is you have to put it on. It don't come automatic. You just have a brand new thing that you have to start operating in and using. So that means it takes some effort on my part. It takes some effort on your part to put it on. Tell yourself, I got to put it on. I can't put it on you. No, I didn't tell you to say that. I'm telling you, I can't put it on you. Your neighbor can't put it on your mama, your daddy, your husband, your wife. They can't put it on you. You got to put it on yourself. You got to want to live this life. That's where the hungerness come in, because you're eager to walk in a new life. But you got to put it on. And too many believers expect Yahweh to put it on. And he do all the work. He already done his work. He's created an opportunity for you. So you got to start walking in it. And it says, that new man or that new woman, which is after Yahweh, is created in righteousness and truth. Not fake holiness. Not putting on holy, but this is real holiness. This is a real walk that you're doing, right? And let's go to Galatians. So this is the wellspring scripture that we're using today, because this is going to take us. Now, I warned you guys last week. We're going to talk about some serious stuff here, because some of us act like we don't know. We act like we don't know what it is that we're supposed to be doing. We're always looking for a gray area. Believers are always looking for the edge of the cliff. How far can I go without falling off? I want to go all the way to the edge. So they're looking for that. They're looking for that fine line where it's like, well, I didn't really step over, but I just want to know how close I can get to the edge. Well, if you get too close to the edge of the precipice, you're going to fall off. And you don't know what happens. You get all the way to the edge, and then that edge starts chipping away. And you find yourself over it. And so that's what too many of us do. Well, can I do this? I didn't really do that really bad thing. I just, you know. And you always looking for gray areas. Stop looking for gray areas. Stay in the light. There ain't no gray in the light. Ain't no gray in the light. It's the light. It's clear. I don't want to be in no gray areas. I want to be in the light. And that's where you should want to be. And so if we go to Galatians, the fifth chapter. So I'm not going to hold too much back. Is that okay? All right. I'm going to get y'all where you live, because I know where you live. Why? Because we've all walked this life. Ain't no new stuff under the sun. You know how the flesh operates. You know. Tell your neighbor, you know. You know. So let's stop acting. It's like, well, the pastor didn't say this. Well, we shouldn't have to, because you should know. But I'm going to tell you. Fifth chapter, the 16th verse. And it says, this I say, then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the, what? Flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. See, the flesh wants to do some stuff down and dirty. But it's the sin that separates us from our relationship with Yahweh, and that's what we want. We don't want anything to inhibit our relationship with him. We don't want anything to inhibit the blessings that he has for us. We don't want anything to come and block the communication that we have with him. And that's what the flesh wants to do. The flesh wants to cut you off, wants to separate you. We don't want that. And it says, so 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. I like the New King's when it says, the works of the flesh are evident. And I like what I would put on it, the works of the flesh are obvious. Y'all know when flesh is operating. You know what flesh look like. You know what flesh sounds like. Why are you getting quiet? You know. And so our job as deliverers of the gospel of peace is to let you know what Yahweh is saying according to his word. This is where you learn how to deal with the flesh. right? And so it says, these works of the flesh are manifest or evident or obvious. Which are these? And it says, adultery, fornication, uncleanness. So last week I stopped at what? Adultery. Last time we were together, I stopped at adultery. Adultery is a sexual sin when you're married. It affects single people and married people because it means that if you're single and you're messing with somebody that's married, that's adultery. If you are a single woman and you're hitting up on a woman's husband and you're entering into a relationship, that is adultery. If you are a single woman and you are hitting up on the wife of a married man, you guys didn't follow that, did you? Don't you? You know that women are hitting on women nowadays. Did you know that? Well, if you didn't know, I'm telling you. That is adultery, right? If you're doing that. If a man is hitting on a man of a married woman, that is what? Adultery. Can we make it clear, please? All right, then. And so we understand what that means. So then we looked and we found some of the situations. Exodus told us, Exodus the 20th verse, the 14th chapter says, thou shalt not commit adultery. We find it in the commandments, thou shalt not do it. So what do we know from all of the scriptures that says that we shouldn't do it? We know that what? We shouldn't do it. Right? And so if we look at Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs, Mishle, the 5th chapter, because we're about to break some stuff down in regards to that. The word is trying to preserve you. It's trying to keep you in a state of peace. It's trying to keep you right. And you don't want to reject that because there's a lot of misery out there. And the word is trying to keep you from the what? From the misery, right? And so we go here, and it says, the 5th chapter, the 1st verse, and it says what? My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to what? My understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may what? Keep knowledge. We're trying to tell you something. And once we tell you, we want you to hold on to it, right? And the 3rd chapter says, for the lip. Now we're about to go into it. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb. And it means in the New King James Version, it says, drop as honey. And honey is supposed to denote sweetness. So if you don't like honey, just insert what is sweet and good to you. So the strange woman, the lips of a strange woman may drop as syrup. May drop as now and laters. Whatever's good to you, because some people might not like honey. But other folks may like something else. Maybe her lips drop as chocolate icing. And it says, but her and her mouth is what? So initially, it's good. I mean, that's the truth, though. Initially, it's sweet, ain't it? When you've tasted of the lips. It's sweet. Because the Bible does say sin is good for a season. So we're not telling you that you're not going to experience some goodness. But it's the end of that. Right? And so we say, they drops as something sweet and good. And her mouth is smoother than oil. But, everybody say but. Every time you hear a but, that there's some consequences. There's something coming after that is a consequence. There's something that's coming that's a repercussion. That's something that you're going to have to pay for. And it says what? But the end, but her end is bitter as wormwood. Wormwood is some bad, bitter, nasty stuff. And not only that, but it's as sharp as the two words, she'll cut you. Now, brothers, understand this is talking about women, but sisters, we can flip this. He'll cut you. And his lips are smooth too. And even when they're rough, y'all still like it. But his end is going to be the same as her end. Strange woman. Somebody that you ain't got no business messing with. Strange man. Somebody that you what? Ain't got no business messing with. Right? And we're not done yet. The fifth chapter says, her feet go down to death. She'll take you down. He'll take you down, sisters. Brothers, she'll take you down. She'll take all that spiritual progress that you've made, all of that, all of those things that you've done for Yahweh, and she'll take you down. Not only that, but her steps take hold on hell. The New King James says her feet are in hell. That's where they're at. So basically, they'll take you down to hell. Right? And listen, some people are like, why you got to talk about this? Why can't we talk about blessings? Why can't we talk about prosperity? Why can't we talk about, you know, all of the good stuff? Because Yahweh wants you to get to the good stuff, but he needs you to get over this stuff. And he's trying to take you over. He's trying to give you that victory leap so that you can get to the good stuff. And don't let this stuff mess you up. So I got to tell you about it. Because this right here, this is the stuff that too many believers fall into. Sexual sin. It's just what happens. The Bible speaks over it over and over and over again of the end of it. So we got to talk about it. And it says what? Six, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are, guess what that means? When it says her ways are movable, it means her ways are unstable. Anybody been in a relationship with somebody that's unstable? This is what this is talking about. They'll take you down to hell. The devil's messing with their mind. They unstable. One minute, everything, you think everything is cool. The next minute, they're coming down to your job to tell you off. They're about to call your wife. They're about to pull out a knife. Hey, listen, that's real stuff. Every day you guys hear about that. You try to leave me, I'll kill you. Look what happened to Tina Turner. Tina Turner and I act like y'all know. You so saved now you don't remember Ike and Tina? She got beat, threatened, and that's what these people, they're unstable. You think everything is fine, and then you get a right cross to your eye. Don't raise your hand. I know you've been in an abusive relationship before. Somebody hit you. And brothers, we can be in an abusive relationship too. That woman can beat on you. It happens. So we find ourselves in these situations. And it says what? her it says, her words are movable or unstable, that thou canst not know them. You don't know what they're going to do next. They unpredictable, right? And you're going to be living in a pretty bad situation if you allow this to come into your life. So the seventh verse says, hear me now, therefore, O children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. So listen to what I'm trying to tell you, and don't dismiss it. And isn't that what a lot of us do? Somebody tries to tell us the right thing, and we say, I'm grown. I know what I'm doing. And you with your grown self get your behind beat. You do. You find yourself in a situation that you can't handle. So Yahweh's trying to keep you from that. Praise be to Yahweh. He's trying to help us. He's trying to guide us. He's trying to take us out of this situation. He's trying to do this. We got to listen to him. And it says what? 8. Remove thy way. Get away from her. Sisters, get away from him. Right? Remove yourselves and come not nigh the door of her house. Don't go to the house. Brothers, don't go to her house. Sisters. The apostle said, don't even pass by. Don't even be in the neighborhood. Right? Don't even be in the places where you think that you may run into them. Be far away from it. You got to physically remove yourself. Right? Don't put yourself in that situation. And it says what? 9. Lest thou give thine honor unto the others and thy years unto the cruel. You know what that means? You're going to give up. You're going to lose some stuff. The stuff that you've accumulated, that Yahweh has blessed you with, you're going to put yourself in a situation that you lose it. You're going to lose your physical stuff that you've accumulated, and you can lose, definitely you're losing your spiritual foundation. You're giving up a whole lot. We got too much to lose. Yahweh has blessed us so much. We got too much to lose. He's put us up on high. We've got too much to lose. And the devil has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he wants to take you all the way down. But I got the victory in Yeshua's name. You got the victory in Yeshua's name. And it says, let strangers be filled with thy wealth. That means that you're going to lose your stuff and the strangers are going to take your stuff. Everything you got is going to be turned over to somebody else. And thy labor is in the house of a stranger. So the 11th verse says, and thou mourn at last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. One day you're going to say, I should have listened to the word of Yahweh. I should never have gotten myself into that situation, right? By that time, it's going to be too late, people. You got to realize that tomorrow's ain't promised you. You messing around, you fall off from where Yahweh has placed you, and you might not make it back. So you got to listen to his words. This is a warning, because it's going to be too late to ask for advice at some point, right? And then you're going to wish you had listened to it. And bottom line is this, when your desire has been fully activated, you don't want advice. See, once you cross that line, you don't want advice no more. You want satisfaction. You have decided that you want to go get it. But see, we got to stop it before you get to the go get it state. Right? Right here is where you start learning how to deal with sin. See, what you do is you have a plan of action. And right here, while you're sitting here, you need to be like, when Monday come, somebody probably push up on me. I got the victory in the name of Yeshua. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to confess the word. I'm going to go and pray about it. And I'm going to get prayed up, and I'm going to be ready. So when that temptation come, I'm going to be set up. This is where you make those decisions. Because a lot of times when you get out there and you ain't prepared, you're vulnerable. And you might allow yourself to fall what? Into it. So tell your neighbor, we're getting ready right now. This is where we get ready, y'all. We start to fortify ourselves. And the 12th verse says, and say, now have I hated instruction in my heart. Because some, I'm telling, this is how it works. I know how it works. I've been in the church world too long. Some of y'all is mad at me for even talking about this. Some of y'all sitting up here sour. I don't want to hear this. Why? Because you might be in a situation like that, or you might be entertaining it. And let me tell you how you're entertaining it, just like I said last time. It all starts with the law of attraction. You got flesh. So sisters, you're going to be attracted to a brother. Brothers, you're going to be attracted to a sister. But if they marry, shut that down. Shut it down. If you know that you attracted the brother so-and-so, put that on the altar. You know what that means? When you see brother so-and-so, praise Yahweh and keep it moving. Don't hug brother so-and-so. I'm just being honest. We're a loving church. But if you know you got some attraction, shake the hand and do like this. Praise Yahweh. But see, what happened is that you come in contact with somebody you're attracted to, and you're like, praise Yahweh. What are you doing? You're stirring it up. Because the law of attraction wants to know that if there's an equal retraction, meaning that you're going to try to be around to see if any stars are sparking in that person. That's how we do. We want to know. Remember when you was in class? I like you. I like you too. Why? You wanted what? Validation. That's what the flesh wants. So if you come into contact with somebody that you're attracted to, human nature, the flesh, is going to want to know if they are attracted too. If you feeling that, don't look into brother or sister's eyeballs. Say, praise Yahweh. But that's where it starts. Y'all laughing, but so that's why you got to shut it down. Right? Brothers, shut it down. If you know that Sister Jones is looking good to you, don't be nowhere where Sister Jones is. And if you gotta talk to Sister Jones, bring a witness. If you understand what I'm saying, give y'all a praise. It's the truth, though. If you got a problem with Sister Jones, hey, Brother Dale, come on in here. I can't sit here. You don't have to tell them necessarily that I have a problem with Sister Jones. Just let that extra Holy Ghost power come on in. Right? But that's where it starts, and that's where you guys start shutting it down. All right? And so it says, 14th verse says, I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and the assembly. 15 says, drink waters out of our own cistern. Tell you what that means. Love the one you're with. Drink your own waters, the waters that belong to you. Your wife, your husband, drink out of those waters. Right? That's what Luther said. He said what? Love the one you're with. And there was another brother that said, it's cheaper to keep her. Who was that, Ken? If you're not going to listen,
listen to the word, listen to these brothers. From experience, they said what? Love the one you're with, and it's what? Cheaper to keep her. Keep who? The one you're with. And that goes according to the word, which says, drink out of your own cisterns. Drink out of your own waters. And the running waters out of what? Your own well. Stay with who Yahweh got you with. And don't entertain nobody else's. All right? All right. So then let's go to Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Are we breaking this down a little bit better? All right, because we need to know. Because, listen, it's our relationship with Yahweh is affected when we engage in other stuff. And so this is the paramount. I was telling the church last week, the vertical relationship that we have allows us to live on the horizontal. The first 5 commandments are the commandments that speak to our relationship with Yahweh. And then the next ones, the last 5, talk about how we're supposed to treat each other, right? And then when we look at the greatest commandment is love, right? Love him with all our heart, mind, and soul, and then love each other as what? Ourselves. So there's just, if I love my brother, I'm not going to mess with my brother's wife, right? If I love my sister, I'm not going to mess with whatever that situation is. We have to understand what Yahweh really wants from us. So Mishlei, Proverbs, the 6th chapter says what? My son, 20th verse, says what? 6:20, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy neck and tie them about thy neck. So what Yahweh's telling us, we got to carry this with us everywhere we go. When thou goest, it shall what? Lead thee. And when thou sleepest, it shall what? Keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall what? Talk to thee. So at every point of where we are in our life that day, we're supposed to take these principles what? With us. And we're supposed to be meditating on them and let them become a part of our life. And most importantly, we're confessing this. We're confessing it into our life. We're saying, Yahweh, if this is the way you want me to go, I'm going to do it. If this is how you want me to respond, I'm going to respond like that. And it says on the 23rd verse, says, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproves the instructions are the way of life. The word is the way of life. So 24th verse says, to keep thee from the evil woman and the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. It keeps us from falling into those situations. But I don't want y'all to think that this is just applying, again, to women. Men can be a tool of the enemy as well. Just to say, yes, they can. We want to watch out for that. So 25 says what? Lust not after her beauty in thine heart. This is before you've done anything. Check this out. It says don't lust after her beauty what? In your heart. Have I done anything yet? No. But if I'm like contemplating it, and if I'm like thinking about it in my heart, then that means that I'm probably inclined to what? Do it. So you got to shut it down. It says, so don't lust. And it says, neither let her take thee with her eyelids, whether they be real eyelids or fake ones. I think the fake ones are more enhanced because you can see the fluttering. But hey, this works the other way. It says, lust not after, it can say, his handsomeness in thine heart, sisters. Neither let him take thee with his pecs. his six, somebody says, one of the sisters said, six pack. Now, you know, some of us brothers, we got packs. It's just this one pack gets in the way. Brothers, ain't nothing wrong with a one pack. There's some good brothers, sisters, that got one pack. So stop looking for six. You guys are too much. I can't do it. So don't let him take you with his packs, and don't let her take you with her eyelids. For by means of a horsewoman, wow. I mean, hey, listen, is this Pastor Tom saying this? No. This is what? Because there are going to be some women that are going to throw themselves at you, brothers. You know this. They'll give it up. They don't care if you're wearing a wedding ring or not. And you can apply these principles even if you're single and it's some worldly woman that's trying to get at you. Because being in the light of Yahweh makes you attractive to people. Because we are shining his light. It makes people say, wow, that's a great person. I might want to get to know them, but you still, hey, you can share the gospel, but what? Hold it, keep it at bay. Brothers, be careful when you're sharing the gospel with a single sister. You want to make sure that you're delivering what? The word. And that you're not letting the eyelids get to you. That's what's here. All right. So it says, for by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. Wow. Can a woman take a man down to a piece of bread? And we know the kind of respect that a piece of bread gets, because when I was a kid, I would not even eat the sandwich. My mother had to cut the edges off. And it's weird because my daughter's the same way. She don't want the brown crust on the edges. She's throwing them away. So a woman can reduce you to some thrown away crust of bread. No respect. First thing to go. And it says, and the adulteress will hunt. Wow. Well, the adulteress will try to get whatever it is that what? She can. Because in adulteress, they were like, well, you giving that to your wife? I want what your wife got. It's a trip, but it's the truth. Did y'all know all this was in here? This stuff is in here. And it says, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? That's the truth. Brothers, we can't take fire into our what? Bosom and not be burned. Sisters, you can't take fire into your bosom and not be burned. So if you entertain this stuff, you're going to get burnt. Can one go up on hot coals and his feet not be burnt? Maybe in the circus, but you know how to be running over them coals? But in real life, you walk across coals, you're going to get burnt. So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever touches her, shall not be innocent. And so that's what's going on is that, and when we look at the 30th verse, men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he is found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. You got a lot to lose. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doth it destroys his own soul. A wound and a dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be. Let me explain that. His reproach won't be wiped away. Meaning that when you get yourself involved in some situations like that, it leaves a stain. It leaves something that can't be wiped away. Now, according to Yahweh, he forgives us. If he's just and faithful to forgive us, and he'll cast our sins as far as the east is from the west, and he'll remember them no more. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I thank you for having that ability to take my transgressions and throw them away. But, unfortunately, we live in this horizontal world where we deal with people. Yahweh forgets, and he casts it away. Y'all don't. Y'all remember. And y'all bring it up. And you will always say, there goes that dude that was cheating on his wife. There goes that sister over there that, you know, she had an affair 3 or 4 years ago, girl. And you're talking to somebody in the church. Shame on, but that's the nature of people. So unfortunately, as we're living this life, even though Yahweh forgives us, some of us still got a stain because y'all won't let it go. And that's, it's sad because the Bible tells us that we're supposed to forgive people. But yet we start judging and discouraging folks. Listen, if somebody made a mistake and they're trying to make it back to Yahweh, we should be loving. We should encourage them. We should embrace them. We should bring them back up. Because that's who we're supposed to be for each other. We're supposed to encourage each other. So if a brother or sister take a fall, we love them back. But a lot of times, we still do that. And then don't let you know, you'll be looking to see what that person gonna do. And then you start acting funny. Believers, can we be believers? Can we really be a reflection of Yahweh and really start showing the same love that he's shown towards us? Because one day, you're going to need that grace and mercy. I love the concept when it says Yahweh, you know, he puts it into the sea of forgetfulness. That's what we need to do. Because you know what? We're all going through the same stuff and struggles. But if our brother and sister fall, instead of looking at them fall and pass them up and leave them on the curb, we should pick them up, clean them up, do whatever it is to restore them. Because one day you might find yourself on the curb. And what are you going to want? You're going to be lovingly what? Restored back to your position. And I praise Yahweh that we serve a God of restoration. He'll bring us back. He'll take us back on the rock. But it would be great if we didn't have to fall at all. That's what I was telling you guys before. The words of the song says, it's better to know he'll be there if ever I fall. But it's better to know that I don't have to fall at all. So before you fall, he's trying to keep you from falling by telling you this stuff. And we're going to break it down a little bit more next time we get together. Father Yahweh, thank you for this time. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for...